But first.
But first.
But for, where are we casting our minds back to? Is it February, March?
Oh, Janie Mac. It was a creative meeting that we had one of those days, Vinny, and we were full of juices.
Yeah, we wanted to get you involved, speaking to you, the listener. So we had the mad idea of creating a candle that represented Waterford in terms of the scent and the smell. So we asked you for your suggestions, and we asked Fiona from Millish to get on board. You can pull that down towards you there, Fiona's grand. And Fiona's in studio with us this morning from Millish, mymillish.ie
or
.com, sorry.
Vinny.
Long has it
shocking.
Been.
Shocking.
So it was all very exciting, and we were like, is this going to come together at all? And like, what kind of suggestions are we going to get in? So, and we had plenty along the way, didn't we?
Like, we did, yeah. It was so exciting. So interesting to hear what other people had to say or what their scent was and their idea of Waterford. And of course, the black came up. I knew that would.
And the rasher.
Red lead.
And the red lead.
Red lead came up, yeah.
So we thought better of as much as we love the smell of the bla and the rasher and the red lead and all, not so much in a candle perhaps.
Not so much, but look, other people came in with the ideas, you know, that we've put into the candle now: sea salt, the sea, the mountains, which Waterford has an abundance of, the whole county. So I think that represents the southeast so well. So
the wildflowers and the gorse, lovely course as well, all went in there. So the last time you were in studio with us, we had the kind of the testers, I suppose you'd call them, and we both agreed gorgeous, lovely. And in fact, both myself and Aveen got one to bring home and to burn in our own homes, and I can tell you, A1.
Yeah. Brilliant. Lovely. Oh, I'm delighted. You enjoyed it then.
But
we needed a name.
We did need a name.
Yes.
And we did need a name. And now we were initially going to announce the name and then come back to the release itself.
Yeah.
But we decided we're going to do it all in the one. So the good news on this Tuesday after a bank holiday in August is that we have the candle in our hands this morning.
We do.
And we have the name. And Fiona, what is the name that we've gone for?
The name is Daisha.
Yeah, we did. We came up with a lot of suggestions, and thanks to everybody for suggestions. But when we thought about it, like, I mean, it makes sense. It is the smell of Waterford.
Yeah.
So we're just simply calling the candle Daisha.
There were plenty of options on the table, as Aveen said, but we just kept coming back to Daisha.
Yeah.
Simple. Yeah. One word, everybody knows what it is. Everybody knows what it stands for now, and it's the perfect name to put on the jar.
So the important thing that people need to know now is, where can they get their hands on this candle? Everyone's like, I want to smell it.
Well, as soon as I go home now today, I am going to pop it up live on the website. So that is mymillish.com. So get on there. It'll be there today. And then I will be with Isabel. It'll be with her then this weekend in Isabel's place in Dungarvan, and then soon to be in another few outlets in Waterford. So keep an eye on my socials. I will update you there. But today on my website and this weekend with Isabel in Dungarvan.
And we actually were at Isabel's in Dungarvan the week before last, was it?
Yeah.
On a beautiful sunny day in Dungarvan to take a few photographs and stuff. So you may see them pop up online at various places. And we actually got to ourselves to hold the candle, the beautiful jar and everything, beautiful labelling. The final product, it's good. It's ready to go.
It is ready to go, yeah. And look, the design as well that you'll see today, I'll have it up as well on my socials, but it's got the Waterford colours, basically. Mm. It's the lovely blue and the ice white behind it. So I think people will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Then, just to say, like with all of the Millish candles, 5% of my wholesale goes to the Irish Cancer Society as a charity piece.
Brilliant. So all the more reason to get your hand on one when and wherever you can. Those details again on the website
today.
Yeah,
my website is mymillish.com, and on socials I'm mymillish Ireland if you want to have a look there to see updates on stockists. But it will be with Isabel in Dungarvan this weekend.
If you're to cast your eye back on the process, Fiona, how has it been for you, girl?
Yeah.
Has it taken years off you?
Taken years off me. Yeah.
Or added them to you, one or the other.
Yeah, look, I've learned a lot. The ups and downs of having something, you know, out there that you're kind of following up on.
It was one of those things that if something could go wrong, it kind of did go wrong for you, didn't
100%.
It?
100%.
Yeah. But anyway, we
things
got there.
That hadn't gone wrong did go wrong. But anyway, it's perfect now, so I'm delighted and the relief is brilliant. And, you know, it's just been so lovely. So many people have said it to me, God, what's happening with the Waterford candle? Is it coming out? And, you know, what's it going to smell like? And so it's just been a really, really positive experience. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, we've enjoyed working alongside you as well, even including the day
even
we called
though we
it.
Did nothing. You did all the work.
We just fielded the texts and sent them onwards, but the day we called out to the workshop, it was fascinating to see how it all comes together. So, Fiona, thanks so much.
Thank you, everybody.